sugar in the ice cream.
Not expensive.
Is that too much for him?
Matter, Christopher?
And a lot of
I didn't do all the vegetables, actually. I just left a few. So this is all the food in this.
It's fair enough.
Do you know, one thing that I really like,
Daisy.
It's to have a piano,
so that I can play all the things that I thought you wanted. It would be best if you sat down, don't you think, Mammy? You ought to sit down, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
I like that book, Abby made.
Hello? Come join us. Talk to us. Need the toilet. Let's switch the telly off then. I should stay lying down if I were you.
Dizzy,
but lie down.
But Mum, when I lie down, I get more dizzy. Yeah.
Do you? I would have thought you'd have been better if you just sit down there. Shall I switch this off and watch it again? Drink it gently enough.
Shall I chop your plate as well?
Do you think you're going to be sick again? I don't want to get you a box. I didn't realise we've got one of these. Bought some more on top.
Hopeless. Shall I help you, Tim? Shall I chop something?
That's Tim. A good job Grandma's away, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe we ought to chop something.
Should be happy to see you being sick.
I can't do it because I'll start chopping some of this.
So what have you done all morning then? I suppose it wasn't really that much in the morning by the time you got home again. They not have anything sort of early. Are they have it early in the morning, like half 9 or something?
Yeah. They seem to be mainly sort of business programs or whatever. Like when we saw about how to keep your customers happy. Do you remember the bus conductor? Do you remember the bus driver, the bus conductor?
It must have been Dashbuck.
He was very happy, wasn't he? Kept on smiling and telling people.
How to keep them happy.
He was talking to the passengers on the bus.
Oh,
I don't know what his name was actually. I can't remember. It was on the red double decker bus, do you remember?
The London one. Why?
Because he's a bus conductor.
Well, our little group of six, very nice.
Which ones were they?
New girl called Jodie. And her friend Samantha. Samantha. Don't worry. And Paul. Who was very sweet, told us about. And her parents put up. Ruth, who was also very sweet. And who turned out to be able to read quite a lot.
Okay.
Because we decided it wasn't worth splitting into two groups, only we got six children.
So was Mary then helping you?
Hmm. How do anyway, just in case.
She mind or
no. She was quite happy. Just did what we were supposed to do, really. We actually read the first one of the quests together so we could, you know, understand what to do, how to do it. You all borrowed a book. One kind or another.
Tim.
There's plenty of adult books that can be used still. But seems a pity, doesn't it?
Mm.
What, the potato? You took the broccoli then.
What?
No, I don't really
Tim, can you some of it?
No.
Oh, Tim. Can't
eat
any of it. Just because
it's crispy.
Put that down, please, and push it into pieces. Timothy, that is disgusting. It's too much when you do that.
Horrible, man.
Well, it's only horrible because you put too much of it in your mouth at once. Just have little pieces of it.
I can't.
So there's going to be no pudding unless you do.
I
you're just being a bit too silly
bit.
With your food.
I don't have it now.
Eat that bit. There. I'll eat it properly this time.
Oops. Oh. Stand up the tree.
There's only two of them in scramblers.
Only two in scramblers?
Mm, two in our low day today.
Really? If it's you, who else is in scramblers with you?
Nope. Sarah.
Sarah.
And nobody else?
And nobody
else? No.
Well, there were lots of us.
Yes. That's true. No. There was a lot of adults there, but obviously not the family.
I know.
One or two had farmed their children out elsewhere, like, you know, the male family. Didn't seem to be there in its entirety, and that's all they all like Christmas. Graham and Kirsty, they were away with their gran. Very jolly, yes, we enjoyed that. Well, he sat next to them, yes. He was speaking and I think she was singing something. everybody seemed alive this morning.
Mommy.
You know, sometimes people sort of look as if they just got out of bed.
Yes,
probably they have. Everybody seems sort of keen and enthusiastic today.
Nice.
It sort of inspires everybody to be keen and enthusiastic. Then. There seem to be large quantities of pathfinders going up and down ladders. I asked them, you know, and they said, oh yes, it went very jollily.
I don't
want
biscuit.
I'm not surprised when it's been in your mouth and then you couldn't dive again. You were a bit silly to put it all in at once, weren't you, really? Your legs, what love? Your legs are hurting you. And it's not hurting just your legs.
It's a bubbly one.
To go back to bed.
Daddy.
Yes,
Daddy.
Okay, just a minute. I can't hold it at the moment.
Dad. Dad!
Jim, I can't hold it at the moment.
Daddy! Dad!
Yeah?
Here you are.
Does your head hurt?
Thank you.
Your head.
Fizzy?
Right.
And that's it.
Okay.
Here's one, two more.
Cold.
No more.
He's smelted actually. Got a temperature.
Oh, where's our spoons?
Well, some of us have got spoons here.
Where's my spoon?
Here.
What's she doing?
Christopher doesn't need one.
That's Christopher's bear. One, two, the flower.
Into your mouth, spit it out rather than let it go back down into your tummy.
I'm gonna get these out. Well, I'm just three. Papa, I'm gonna take them.
Right, okay.
Mom.
Thank you. Going places. Where are you going?
No.
Let me switch this thing off because it's a bit silly having this on when you're just so many trying to focus.
Those.
What?
I got yellow and yellow.
I thought you only got one.
No, I got.
Oh, I see, you got two yellows.
Okay.
You can have those yellows if you like. Like, the caterpillar's not done very well.
So let's try counting and see how much.
Okay. I don't think it'll take much to count mine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
That's a lot.
I'm going to guess how many you've got. I'm going to guess it's 32. Oh, I must have misread it. It must have been 60 at the back, not 50. 42. I think you won.
Well done, Christopher.
Well.
Right, Tim, do you want a game?
No. We can't cope.
The caterpillar is bending up.
Stay here.
Breaking up.
Back. Do you want another game? Caterpillar's all different game this time.
I might not win this time.
True.
Put those in the bag.
The bag's behind you there.
I'm gonna be yellow this time. Right. You can be pink. What?
We need a tissue. Sorry about that. I'm just kind of stuck here.
Mum, did I have more than you thought I would?
Yeah. I guess 32. Because I thought there was a good in the pack. That was a good blow. You're getting good at blowing your nose. Yeah, screw it all up. And wipe the rest of your nose at me now. Not a good place.
Does that work?
Either stick it in your pocket for
does
next
that
time.
Work?
Working away. Either stick it in your pocket for next time or put it in the bin or whatever.
Where's the bin then?
Good question actually.
I've got
maybe in the kitchen.
It was going to be cold before. Right, Daddy, are you coming down to play? Or is it too slow down for you? Do you need to go to the table? I think I could do it at the table.
Right, okay. Can we go to the table then?
Thanks.
Is Daddy going to play?
I think so.
Am I allowed to play?
Yes. What colour would you like to be? Because I'm going to be yellow.
Is may I be purple?
Yes.
Is Tim going to be any colour?
Are you going to play, Tim? No, he's not going to play. He wants to sit with Mum.
And if he played, there wouldn't be any faces left. Because it's four.
Right, this has been the contraption with us. Let's pick it up. Let's pick the microphone as well.
Right, Mummy wants to be classical. Why does Christopher want to be?
Alright, Tim, we're just sitting down again in a different place.
In fact, if you didn't pop
Red.
You'd have had mine.
Well, I wouldn't, because I might have picked out different things.
Blue.
That's funny.
Red, blue. Red, blue.
Get two reds now, and then that would be even better. Blue.
Oh, are you looking red, Mummy?
Blue and red.
I wonder who's got a blue and a red.
Thank you.
You've only got two. That won't get me off. Thank you. Red. And also this is a red, aren't you? Yellow.
Green.
Yeah.
Could this be it, Daddy? Could I have a pinch of yours? Red. No, wrong way around. For a romp around a canal, doesn't it?
Yellow.
I just fancied a romp around the canal today.
Needed some.
Daddy.
Oh. Wellington boots. Very many.
Yeah, that would have been alright.
You need tiny boots as well. Come on the Audi.
Are you trying to tell me I wouldn't have liked it if I'd gone?
Not quite as much as a hot summer's day.
Red and green, Daddy, that's.
Well done, Mummy.
You've got lots of
wood and
just
somebody's eating here. My caterpillar.
Let's change with the caterpillar eating our flowers.
Are they?
Good.
No, I don't think they are at the moment.
Aren't they awake yet?
Well, I found hundreds and hundreds of, you know, baby things lurking under the leaves.
Really?
But they've all gone. So every time you rake up the leaves, you throw away another 50.
Yeah.
Particularly at the front, there were hundreds. Little grubs, you know?
Yeah.
Slug shaped, slug coloured, blue, red. Blue and red, please. Oh no, it's the other way around. Yes, blue and red, please. Can't reach what?
Oh, yeah.
Yellow and blue, Daddy. Oh no, it's the other way around. Listen,
yellow and blue, please, Christopher. Okay.
Mum's got the longest. Red. Blue.
Red and blue? That's not very clever, if you don't mind me saying so.
It is.
One seems to be perking up a bit anyway, so probably collapse before bedtime. I hope this doesn't mean we're going to have a week of this. I don't think I could face another week of this. Like, it's not long ago since we had the last episode, is it?
I've got to get up early in the morning.
Have you? Where are you off to?
No, you can't snatch me.
Work. I mean,
I know you could do it.
Cambridge.
To do what?
Attend a meeting at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
I know.
That's a bit antisocial, can't they start at 10:15?
No.
Why do they want to make a meeting at 8 o'clock?
Squeeze more hours in the day.
Red.
That's what they do. What is it for? Senior managers.
Oh, look at that. Red, green. Red, green. Red, green. Red, green. Daddy, there's no caterpillar left of mine.
Thank you very much, Mummy. That's very kind of you.
What kind of you?
Look at that, I've only got four left. You wait, I'll get two yellows and then you'll be sniggering the other side of your face.
Yellow.
The blue, get a blue.
Yellow. Oh, I've got lots of yellows in.
Yellow.
Mom, don't sleep.
I won't. Can't be getting the bag home.
Yes, well done, mate.
Oh, Daddy. Because considered that very antisocial.
I thought you knew I was antisocial.
You've got four little
pieces. I know, I'm back to four little pieces.
Green. And I need a red.
Not a red, please.
Red.
It's ages since we played this game, I've forgotten how pleasant it could be. Particularly when you're not waiting for certain people to take the thing. He's very hot actually, I don't know if he's going to be certainly his hands are hot around my ears. Blue and red. Somebody got blue and red, have they?
Blue and red.
What's that one there? Is that, oh, that's just red and blue. Oh, no, that's looking a bit better.
You've got the longest one now, I think.
No.
Blue and yellow, please, Christopher.
What?
Just one. Blue and yellow.
I'll take that. Just trying to slide through this up. It's better on the table than on the carpet because you have to move everything on the carpet. That's as slippery as it is in general.
My turn.
Yes, it must be. That is just on blue and yellow.
Green? They're not very many greens around.
No, they've got many greens around.
And yellow. Green, yellow, greens, Daddy.
Hello, Sarah.
What is it? Found.
Found anything in my ears? What have you found?
Leaves.
What's these? It's only the bit of flaccid. Stop round my ear off.
Mum, you're done.
It's completely done in. I think he's going to be sick, isn't he? Yeah. What you said, yeah.
Did say, yeah. She's not normally as bad as this.
Yellow and blue. Oh, good. Daddy, come on. Yellow and blue, please.
That's a bit antisocial, mummy.
Very antisocial, dear. I love it.
Now Daddy's got the small caterpillar.
Well, so he deserves. He saw that caterpillar earlier on. I love that yellow and blue in the middle there, dear. I think you're sneaking off with that. Cute.
Right.
Right. Don't get anything from me, please. Green and red you want.
I think it'll be a green.
Oh, and a red as well to go with it,
Daddy. Another green, I expect.
Really?
Amazing, eh? Just because there's so few greens out.
Green.
Oops, a daisy. Just made a mess of the caterpillar. Caterpillar's going into the microphone. Excuse me, microphone, could you just move? Green and blue. Oh, you know, one of mine if you like.
Well, could you move the microphone into the way?
Let's make it twist round the other side.
So I got the longest.
Who's got the shortest now?
Daddy has got the shortest.
Okay.
Is it me now? I can't be many left, can I? Yellow and green.
Well done, Mum. You going to pinch a lot from me, a lot from Jim.
Only one from you, dear. Just seems like a lot because there's not a bunch of the caterpillar left.
Let's push him over here.
I have all these as well, dear. Just pinch the tail off yours as well.
Bit of a long one, that.
Bit of a long one, but it might all disappear in one fell swoop when somebody takes these out of here. Go for it, Daddy.
Oh, is it my go?
Yeah. Two greens.
There's a winch in there.
That's it, is it finished?
It's finished. That's the end of the game.
I got a winch. I think Mummy's won. 22.
22. And how many have you got, Daddy?
8.
8. Let's see how many I've got. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 30.
Well done. So, who's the winner?
Daddy.
Mummy. Who comes second? Christopher. Who comes last?
Daddy.
We thought Daddy was going to win, didn't we?
Well, we did at the beginning. He did really well at the beginning. He started apologising for being in that position on the table. I'm glad you
were. I like being beaten. Right, what's going to happen next?
I don't know. This exciting afternoon we're spending.
It'll soon be tea time, won't it, Tim? Will you want any tea? He will. He's nodding. Is it hot cross bun day today?
Hot cross bun day today.
Does Tim like hot cross buns?
Yeah, did last week, didn't he?
I'll try not to burn them this week.
Do you like hot cross buns, Tim?
No.
You don't want hot cross buns?
Do you want them cold?
No.
Pardon?
Not on this day.
Not on this day. If you were given the choice, what would you like to eat?
Bread.
Just bread.
Just bread, alright. Bread and jam.
And what about the other sick boy?
Okay. Do you want anything or not? I think it'll make you sick.
Toast? You don't like toast in all right.
A big yawn.
Just go to bed. You'll go to the toilet. Not for that. Away you go. That's allowed.
Mummy like to eat. Would you like hot cross buns?
I don't
like
hot cross buns. Only one because I thought the rest of the family like them. So, Daddy, you'll be consuming four.
I'm not going to consume four hot cross buns. Thank you very much. I'm not that keen on them.
Especially on Friday. Nice treat for Sunday too. Hot cross buns.
Having a family, you never know what sickness is going to strike you down next.
Everybody seemed so well yesterday, didn't they? Well, actually, it probably didn't yesterday afternoon.
No. When do we succumb?
Well, that's what I was wondering. That's why I sent you out into the big white fresh air in the hopes that you might shake off the bugs. I don't think it worked like that, did you?
Absenteeism apparently in our department's higher than average.
Is it? Mm-hmm. It's because of the pressure they put you under.
My ulcer doesn't cause my pressure right now.
Well, you've got your ulcers what?
My saying about ulcers. I says my illnesses haven't been caused by pressure, have they?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Been caused
like
by
bugs from the family.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're puking up everywhere, you can't exactly go into work, can you?
Yeah.
It's not as if you're staggering, like it would be a heavy cold, and you should be staggering. A lot gormless. You should catch the chicken pox or something. We're going to ring your mum and dad, aren't we? We're very depressed. But
he'd be screaming if, you know, he wouldn't let you touch the phone or whatever. What happens tonight?
I'm just thinking I'll stay here. Shall
no,
I?
No. See how he perks up after tea. What is it tonight, you know?
No idea.
Helen?
No idea. Presumably. Especially on the notices.
No, because they're always a weird thing. Have you got the notices?
There's loads of stuff in there that I'm giving to you.
Was it?
the AGM and stuff in the room for the AGM and minutes from something or other for you from June. What would that be?
I don't know.
There's no second warden nominated yet. There's quite a few council members, I think there's about seven. That we're doing, we're a week in advance though, aren't we? Yeah.
There's another week to go.
Mm.
You alright?
Do you want to lie down now, Mr. T? You've done very well for an hour, haven't
you? Yeah, I've been very well.
Just you there, we need to sort out. What are we going to do with you?
What would you like to do, Tim? Shut your eyes and go to sleep.
Do we put your pyjamas on and put you to bed?
No.
No, I don't want to do that. I hope we're all raring to go in the morning.
What were you going to be doing in the morning if you had been able to?
Well, library story time in the morning.
Is it?
I meant to go swimming with Christopher, but I don't think we're going to swim with Christopher.
Mum?
Hello?
Tomorrow's swimming.
That's what I was just saying to Dad.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be well enough to go swimming.
I don't think you'll be fit to swim, do you?
Mum, you're going to swim tomorrow.
Well, you'd have to be very better tomorrow before we went swimming.
Do you think you'll be well enough to go to school?
I don't know. The debate is on whether you will go to school, let alone whether you go swimming.
So, for tea, Tim is, Christopher's having,
I don't know,
bread, toast.
Do you want some bit of toast for your tea, Tim, then, Christopher?
I want hot cross bun.
He wants hot cross bun.
What do you reckon to that?
Dry hot cross bun, you could have.
Half a bit.
Yeah, just have a little bit of cross bun, yeah?
No.
You want lots of hot cross bun?
Yeah, one hot cross bun.
You're not feeling sick then?
No.
You're not going to stick it all back while Daddy's in charge tonight.
So well, I think I'll resign if that's the case. I won't just
resign
from church council and resign from being levied.
You're going to emigrate. You're going to divorce me.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Resign. Hand in my note.
Won't be accepted.
Mum? Mum, you can't get
something.
Can I have
a
hot cross bun?
You don't need it. No, that's all right then. I'll just have it there in case.
So what would you like to eat, Dolly? Because you don't like hot cross buns.
Me neither. I'm not into hot cross buns. I'll have
bread.
Yes please, I'll have a salad sandwich please. I'd have ham or chicken roll or something like that. Are you making it again then?
Yes.
This is about the fifth meal you've made.
Yes.
Do you mind?
No.
There's not a lot we can do really, is there, if I'm sitting here with this child. Pardon?
Again.
You want to play a game? What would you like to play? Should we look at a book? Here's one. You don't want that one. What would you like? What about the big one with the words in? That's a nice one. Okay. We can put that on the table and gaze at it together.
Which page shall we look at?
Lilo will play I Spy, right? Do you want to play I Spy? Yeah. Just look at it. Oh, look at the cat on the mat down there with the wolf. He's going to sleep. Somebody fast asleep in bed there. That's just what I'd like to be right this minute. Here. In the bedroom, in the book. We're just looking at the big book together. Do you want to come and join us?
Yeah.
Here's a chair. I can see a spider.
Where?
You will obviously think it's going to spider. Under the stairs in a cupboard.
What did you say?
A spider we're looking for now.
Can't see a spider.
No, well you've got to look hard. There's a spider on the page. I can see a spider in the picture. Look under the stairs.
Yes, I can see one. Very hard.
You see it, Tim? There it is, up. Hanging over the welly boots. And somebody puts their feet in the welly boots, so it's a bit of a shock if the spider goes in. I can see a fly as well. I can see a fly. That's right, there it is. And there's the other one. Should we turn around and see which one's going to find? Oh, this page makes me laugh. What have we got?
A duck in a washing
machine. Duck in a washing machine. And what else? And somebody with a pan on their head.
Like Norman.
Like Norman, yeah. Hope they can get that one off. But Daddy's looking a bit worried, he's doing the washing off. Mum's smiling in at him from the outside, look. She's hanging the washing out. Tending not to notice what's going on. Daddy's having chaos going on in there. It's good to have our daddy better at things than that. Oh no, look, buns are going up on the floor everywhere. This one got plate smashed. What else have we got? Oh, look what's happening to the cat at the top of there. See the cat? Right on the top of the cupboard.
Biz. Tasted like orange.
That's probably your orange coming back. Mm-hmm. That's all you've had all day, isn't it, really? You could drink an orange. Well, since you were sick.
Well, a bit of dinner.
Okay, I'll point to something around here and you've got to try and find it on the picture. Bulb.
Is it on the ceiling or not?
What do you think?
Yes, it's not on the ceiling.
It is on the ceiling.
Yes, it is, but...
It's getting mixed up with the plates, look. Duster. Can we find a duster?
Can you find one? Uh-huh, I can see one.
I can't. Where? Oh, yes, yeah, with the polishing things, isn't there? There's the polish. And the iron.
Where's the iron?
Next to the polish, look. I think they need to empty their bin, don't you?
I can see that here.
Where? Over.
Oh.
Hoover.
Mum, when you talk about the Hoover, you don't know if it's a train Hoover.
Oh, yeah. There aren't many train Hoovers left, so I'm the dog.
There's one left. I just thought.
There's one left.
Where's cups?
Cups are. There they are. Teaspoon. There's two teaspoons there, and one in the cup.
Oh, I can see a cup spill.
Oh, so can I not. Oh, the juice gone on the floor. What about the matches there? Have you seen the matches? Where are the matches?
Where's
on the big
picture? Do you see it?
Yep.
Where?
Ah, you have to look.
Which picture is it? That one or that one?
What to be on your side.
Yeah. This side of matchbox. I can see it now.
Can you see it? Where? Just there. Turn over and see what else we can find. Oh, this is a nice picture.
And then...
Look at that!
Where was this? The tab.
The travel.
Where's the travel?
Travel, somebody dig it. Oh, there we are, look, he's dropped it. Now why has he dropped the travel? Look at that.
Why?
Because look as he's being shown.
A worm.
A worm, he doesn't like it being picked up like that, does he? Do you like picking up worms? No.
There's a wasp and a bee on here, that's the bee and that's the wasp.
Oh yeah. It's a bit difficult to know which is which. That must be the wasp, do you think?
Yeah, that's bee, that's a
cool one. And where's
a pram?
I can see.
Oh yeah, well done, Toby. And look at the teddy falling out.
Where?
There, she's throwing the teddy out.
Okay, he's trying to get it back.
Oh no, what's happened to this man's paint? It's going to be a disaster there. You can spot the wheelbarrow.
Okay.
And where's the wheelbarrow here?
Right at the top there.
Where? Right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the snail?
Oh, I see it.
I see it.
There it is, got him.
Where's flowers?
Flowers.
Oh.
Should be lots of flowers.
Where's the flowers?
Actually, there are many flowers in sort of autumn time.
I can't see any flowers like that, can you?
I can.
Where?
Oh, in the greenhouse.
Where's